Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What is Moondog?
Moondog Makers and Bakers is not just a catering company. It's blending tradition with innovation and something familiar just done differently. To get a taste of what they're truly all about, you can order some awesome merch, crafted spice blends, or request catering for your very own event. MoondogMakersandBakers.com.
ORG.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey folks, time for yet another In a Mississippi Minute. Have mercy. Reminding us all, yep, including me, as I do at times, just to make sure that I don't forget the importance of visitmississippi.org. So many wonderful things that celebrate who we are as Mississippians like no other. Check it out. Sometimes even a Mississippi Minute just ain't long enough to celebrate, as you guys know. I've made a lot of friends in my life and some friends in front of you on this show, but this one goes deep. A career and life well lived so far, I can tell you. Act three today is with a good family friend of my in-laws and family. They are family. And I was thrown into that so wonderfully many years ago. I call him the king of optimism, that's for sure. A doctor, an author, a consultant. He's one heck of a father, a husband, and a humanitarian. Today, I'd like to spend more time delving into his latest book and get a sneak peek of what's coming to a store near you. So we're going to get a little inside. I am very excited about that. The name of the new book, Reinventing Leadership, Leading to Inspire a Better Normal. Leading to Inspire a Better Normal. The inspiration behind it and when to expect it, etc. He also co-authored with his pal Bob Fisher the coolest book, Real Dream Teams, back in the day, which we dove into prior. He's the former vice president of Belmont University, who worked hand-in-hand with Nashville Songwriters Association there while I was there to create at Belmont the first accredited songwriting major in America. For over two decades, he's consulted with a variety of organizations, educational institutions, and nonprofits related to vision-driven strategic planning, leadership, and the list goes on. Some of his past clients, the United States Department of Transportation, Tyson Foods, Easter Seals of Arkansas, Nucor Steel, and I can tell you the list goes on. So let's get to it. Pull up a chair. Actually, in my case, I'm going to pull up a couch and say hello to my friend, Dr. Bo Thomas. What's up, Bo?
Hey, Steve. Listen, thank you so much. What a great introduction. I need you around more often. let me first congratulate you on the title of this book is Reinventing Leadership, and you've been in the career, and everybody successful today has had to reinvent themselves and their business, and you and Gwen have just done a great job of reinventing and just adding to everything that you do so well and finding new ways to reach people and bring joy to people through your music and your motivational speaking. So congratulations to you on the great work you're doing everywhere.
Well, it comes easy because no matter what I have to do to continue to make music and take it to the people, it's a labor of love. I just still love making music, creating music, and I got to tell you, it's no different than the first time I ever picked up a guitar, first time I ever wrote a song. I was enamored with it, and I still am madly in love with what I get to do. So it's a blessing, I can tell you.
People who are doing what they really love to do, and I think in many ways when we find our passion, that's our really our calling, and music is the universal language without question.
Sure.
And you mentioned Belmont, and honestly, that was one of the most proud things that I did at Belmont was work with the songwriters to create a songwriting major at Belmont, which now has over 400 students in that particular major, and songwriters are coming from all over the country to Nashville and to Belmont, and so I feel like I've been a little part of other talented people getting to maybe find their home someplace and learn more about songwriting, which you've been about.
Now it's time to get into some delving into the book. So you have gone through a lot of hurt in your life, and I've witnessed that, and as of late as well, and with the passing of your baby, of your daughter.
Right.
And so,
right.
But yet you seem to come out like the great ones do, and there's never a point when you don't want to make me feel good about me. I don't know where that innate ability and trait that you have, but it's special. And I have a feeling that at some point you decided to do what you do best, and that's communicate. And through your, you know, being an author, it's one of the ways that I feel like that you can heal, and that just knowing you. First of all, I want to know about the book, and then and where it came from and where it was born. And then I want to understand where this incredibly optimistic attitude comes from.
Well, you mentioned my daughter, and really she's been a key inspiration, and my other older daughter as well, because they just have always pushed me, I think, to be my best self and to be honest and transparent, as I've tried to be in this book about the need to reinvent leadership. So optimism, I think, is I have to tell the three women in my life have always, they're more introverted, and they've always said, you extroverts really have too much good things, and you need to be more sensitive to us introverts. And so I've tried to learn a lot, but I think I've always been curious, and I've always wanted to learn, and I feel like I've raised my hand for everything since I was in kindergarten. I was always standing up in my seat and raising my hands, wanting to answer all the questions, and probably made myself pretty obnoxious to teachers. It's been a lifelong quality of mine, and my mother was a very funny person, optimistic person, and I used to be late going to school because we had a favorite radio program back in the day that we would listen to, WSM in Nashville. And there was a funny guy that would come on about 5 minutes till 8 o'clock, and school started at 8, and we would be sitting in the car after 8 o'clock laughing at this guy, and then I'd end up being late to school. So that's a little bit of early history with me, and but that's a really good question about where does that come from. But I just see, I guess part of it too is I see every day, one of the things that I found in the research for this book is that was done research with 1,000 people in several different organizations, that 49% of them said that they had not been appreciated for the job they had done one time in a whole year. That that their boss or supervisor had never said anything good about them. And I just think people need to be appreciated, and that I thrive on being appreciated,
yeah.
And I think others, and we know other people thrive on being appreciated, and there are so many bosses, I think, that are supervisors that just say, well, that's their job. Everybody ought to be doing their job. And people will do their job, but if you want to really have them give their best effort,
sure,
they need to be appreciated, for example.
I'm Steve Azar with Dr. Bo Thomas. Real Dream Teams, the book that's out. He co-authored So Special. His next book, Reinventing Leadership, Leading to Inspire a Better Normal. Inspire a Better Normal. Go to visitmississippi.org. That's the best normal out there right now. Check it out. We'll be right back here on Super Talk Mississippi. Steve Azar here, and my friends at Guaranty Bank are most certainly giving you reasons to celebrate. You made a great move when you opened your Guaranty Bank account. All you got to do now is let your fingers do the walking. From online banking, mobile banking, debit cards, mobile deposit, e-statements, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Pay, it's all right there. And don't forget to refer friends and family to Guaranty Bank, and you'll both receive $50. Thanks for doing business with my friends at Guaranty Bank. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
On February 15th, finally returning to Jackson for one night only at the Thalia Mara Hall, the greatest big band of all time, the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Pennsylvania 65,000.
An evening of jazz, swing, and timeless classics. The Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Yes, yes. 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Tickets on sale now at the Ticketland office, online at ThaliamaraHall.net, or by phone. Presented by DDA. The Glenn Miller Orchestra, February 15th at the Thalia Mara Hall.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick, GMC, or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
Having any electrical problems?
La Valley Electrical Services.
We install new switches, breakers, relays, and Kohler generators.
La Valley Electrical Services.
We handle new lighting fixtures, ceiling fans, electrical outlets, and LED lights.
La Valley Electrical Services. 601-228-9969. 601-228-9969. That's 601-228-9969. Or online at lavalleyservices.com. That's lavalleyservices.com.
Shopping for health insurance for you or your family? Vantage Health Plan is excited to offer individuals and families in Mississippi great health insurance plans again in 2023. Now available statewide, Vantage has medical, dental, vision, and prescription benefits for your entire family. We understand that every penny counts. With increased federal subsidies and some of the lowest premiums in your area, Vantage's health insurance is more affordable than ever. The time to enroll is now. Call 855-LIKE-VHP today.
Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We're in court. and we're in too deep.
With Dr. Bo Thomas, dear family friend, thank goodness.
Yeah, we're in cold.
Definitely blessed to have him in my life along my journey to some cool success. And definitely played a role in a lot of people's lives. And I'm trying to get off the couch right now. Visit Mississippi.org. That'll get you off the couch. Check it out. And trust me, it's awesome. So reinventing leadership, leading to inspire a better normal. I have a feeling a better normal has something to do during and post-COVID, which we're not all the way out. But am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We just discovered so many things that were just right under the surface with COVID because, and the biggest thing is, as everybody knows, is, you know, millions of people just quit their jobs because for several reasons during COVID, and part of it was certainly safety, but a big part of it was they, by working from home, which almost everybody had to do a little bit of at some point, from working at home, they just sort of discovered the value, or rediscovered the value of family and how neat it was to be able to interact more with family and what really themes that sort of resonated with COVID by working from home and realizing that their own personal life was worth more than they were being paid. The themes were, you know, life, we say this often, but it really, life is short and we can do better. And those were the themes that I tried to capitalize on because I heard over and over, We can do better. I can do better than the job I'm in. I'm not appreciated at all for what I'm doing, and I'm going to find a place where I can use my passion and discover the best of me, in a sense.
Do you think that passion is going to start, like for you and me, you know, knowing how we both are? And by the way, my discretionary energy reservoir was tapped in because of talking to you today. I just want you to know that. I did. I can feel it rushing through my veins, and I want to thank you. I can thank you.
All right.
And that's my new thing. I don't know where this is awesome. I'm going to throw this out at all my friends at dinner, all my doctor friends, and let them look at me like, okay, Steve, you need to go take some medicine. Because I'm not going to tell them yet where I got it. But all right, let me, so passion is something you and I have always centered our life around. Now, I know you just can't just count on that. You got to work on things to make things happen. But people, are they gearing more toward, you know, this exodus of, no, you're not going to appreciate me. So I'm not going to appreciate the work that I'm doing. And it leads you to chasing the dream. Maybe something that you always thought about. Is that where we are now?
Yes, I think so. I think people are really hungry to find more value in their life because I think that's what the research tells us, and that's what my personal experience tells me, that people are discovering that I'm not being appreciated, I'm not being valued, and my life's slipping by, my kids are getting older, I'm getting older, and I want more from life, and I want more joy in my life. And so, and I think that's where the inspiration that leaders have to focus on inspiring people, not just managing, although people need to learn, and that's what management should be about, but people want more joy in their lives, and they want more value in their life, and they've experienced some of that by a hybrid workplace, which I believe is going to be the dominant force of the future, is because we're really finding out that people not only like being at home more, one or two extra days a week, mm-hmm. but that they are more productive as well.
Yeah.
That's been the surprise.
You know, I didn't think I was going to be able to have this interview with you today because I was having Wi-Fi issues from 48 hours ago. And I waited all day yesterday. They said the technician was coming. And I had somebody on the horn that didn't seem like they knew what they were doing. Now, we were switched from one cable company that has our internet and TV and cable stuff and this phone line to another without even knowing that was happening. Now we've been gone and we travel a lot, but I wasn't the only one that didn't know. So since then we've had some, you know, it's been more, I think, software issues where they can reset stuff. So I had a guy on the phone a minute ago that was brilliant, but they say they have third party technicians now. I'm seeing that a lot since COVID. It's almost like their workforce has been decimated and they don't have anybody. Mm-hmm. Was this in the plan and the works from way back, or is it strictly that COVID just basically was the bullet that just showed up on the scenes as a silver bullet, said, hey, boom, take some of that. And that's the reason it actually just, it happened like it did. And are you noticing that in all sorts of other facets of life and throughout the business sector?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, COVID was the trigger, but the issues, I think, have been there all along, because I think we've been pretty content with normal, and I think what COVID brought to us, along with this, I think what COVID brought to us was it just uncovered long-standing, sometimes inequities. For example, we just, you know, there's just a widening gap between the top one or two senior position, or the top 1% of top leadership in big organizations and workers. There's great inequity in pay. I was just looking at something a moment ago that in just during COVID, that CEO pay, chief operating officer pay, grew nine times faster than the average worker during the pandemic.
Why?
And because they control it. They and their board control those kinds of things. And so and that's one thing that I think large organizations really ought to look at, because that strikes me as being very unfair.
Well, yeah, your CEO's not going into the workplace, and they're not the ones, the technicians that I'm looking for to actually please the customer from the bottom up. I mean, to me, you got to think bottom up all the way up. Now, you got to reward a CEO that's doing wonderful, and you reward everybody. That blows my mind. And you see a lot of that, a lot of companies that are rewarded. You saw the Boeing situation with their new planes. And I don't want to bring just that up. There's plenty, but they sort of continue to reward someone for not doing a good job and actually being negligent at times, you know?
Crazy. Exactly.
It's crazy.
So I think what COVID did was just uncover a number of issues about that we've been very happy or content with the status quo, or really thinking that we didn't have options. And I think what when the curtain came back from during the COVID era, we just discovered that there were a lot of things, and that's why I concluded normal isn't okay. Normal isn't good for us right now. Yeah. There are so many negative things that are happening, and that's why I say we leaders have to do better, and we just need a lot more people leading and inspiring other people.
Steve Azar here with Dr. Bo Thomas, Real Dream Teams. That book has been out for quite a while, and his new book, Reinventing Leadership, Leading to Inspire a Better Normal, is out soon. Get on the list, get ready. It's going to be awesome, especially with what we've all been through together. It's timely. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Steve Azar here, and my friends at Guaranty Bank are most certainly giving you reasons to celebrate. You made a great move when you opened your Guaranty Bank account. All you got to do now is let your fingers do the walking. From online banking, mobile banking, debit cards, mobile deposit, e-statements, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Pay, it's all right there. And don't forget to refer friends and family to Guaranty Bank, and you'll both receive $50. Thanks for doing business with my friends at Guaranty Bank. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, partly sunny conditions, high near 68. Tonight, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low around 59. Your Saturday, a 50-50 shot of rain, high around 72. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, low around 52. And for your Sunday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 69. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
So how do you know if you have hail damage? Not all roof damage can be spotted from the ground. Gallo here. From experience, believe me, you need a pro that you can trust to give you an honest assessment of your roof. There's no better team than Watkins Construction and Roofing. You can trust them to give you an honest evaluation. The Watkins team will answer your call 24/7 and give you a complimentary roof inspection and estimate. Plus, count on them to get back with you as fast as the next business day. Financing is available. Count on the pros. Watkins, 601-966-8233.
Protect your home and office with Havard Pest Control, a family-owned and operated business for 75 years. Havard provides termite and pest services with free quotes, low monthly payments, free recalls, and unmatched customer service. For more information, visit HavardPest.com.
Innovative Health Clinic in Ridgeland is a proud sponsor of Ole Miss Sports. Innovative Health Clinic, providing personalized in-office treatment for urinary incontinence, erectile dysfunction, and neuropathy. Innovative Healthcare, helping you get your life back.
If you're about to start a project or remodel with wood, you need to think Miller Lumber in Richland. Since 1953, we've built a solid reputation of supplying quality wood at a lower price, like Western Red Cedar and Cypress Lumber, as well as a wide variety of patterns in pine, cedar, and cypress. Shop Miller Lumber for the best price new pine flooring and treated lumber in town. Miller Lumber, 551 Old Highway 49 South in Richland. Visit MillerLumberSales.com, 601-936-7099.
Mascali Furniture, homegrown and locally owned since 1978. We're committed to this community where our team members live and our customers are neighbors.
It's also where a lot of our furniture is made. We carry more brands made in our state than any other retailer in the Southeast.
Look for the Made in Mississippi tags throughout our store. You'll find quality products that support local Mississippi companies.
At Mascali's, we look forward to furnishing happiness for many years to come.
Research shows moving is one of life's most stressful events, but thanks to Two Men in a Truck Ridgeland, it doesn't have to be. We have everything you need: a professional team who will customize your move, a schedule to fit your convenience Monday through Saturday, and all of the necessary moving supplies, including free padding and stretch wrap to protect your belongings. Don't stress. Let Two Men in a Truck handle your home or business moving needs. Visit twomeninatruck.com for a free, no-obligation estimate.
I'm JT Mitchell, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Republicans will take a slight majority in the U.S. House come January, with party leader Kevin McCarthy expected to run for Speaker.
I think if the election were today, there may be a few members that would still not support McCarthy, but he is working very hard to build that coalition to 218. I hope that this is a one-vote speaker's election. You know, it is possible that if no member gets 218, that there would be subsequent votes, and we know that Congress cannot conduct any official business until first we elect a speaker and adopt the rules package.
Mississippi Congressman Michael Guest and two former MDOC officials have been charged with using excessive force against an inmate. Court documents show that Jessica Hill and Nicole Moore physically abused one of the prisoners, sometimes even using a weapon to do so. If convicted, the two women will serve up to 10 years behind bars.
Fall is here, which means school is in session, cooler weather, and football.
If you are like most families, you're always on the go. Polk's has great dinner ideas for your busy family, like Polk's smoked sausages or delicious ham steaks, great for something quick and easy. Or how about Polk's Cajun or garlic and green onion smoked sausage? Add great flavor to your red beans and rice, jambalaya, gumbo, or spaghetti night. There's no buts about it, folks. Picky people pick Polk's.
I'm Michael Watson, Mississippi's 36th Secretary of State. Mississippians are known for our generosity, especially during the Christmas season. Just last year, Mississippi Charities bought in roughly $1.7 billion. Before you make a donation, be sure to check the validity of the charity or organization on our website, sos.ms.gov. Taking this extra step will not only protect you, but will also ensure your donation goes to those who need it most. From the Secretary of State family to yours, have a safe and Merry Christmas.
Super Talk Mississippi,
your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro, brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
You can now watch Super Talk Mississippi on your YouTube, Roku, and on Amazon Fire devices. Plus, you can now watch Super Talk TV live on C Spire TV, Channel 70. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Visit Mississippi.org. Did I say it? Can I say it again? Visit Mississippi.org. I love the word Mississippi, as you guys know. Check it out and plan you a cool getaway. Play Dancing Rabbit this week for me. Do it for me. Go check it out. Bring your family. Beautiful, beautiful neck of the woods for sure in our glorious Mississippi. It's spectacular. Talking to Bo Thomas, Reinventing Leadership, Leading to Inspire a Better Normal is the title of the book. You're getting a sneak peek. And when the book comes out, you're going to get another peek. And then obviously this will go from all my friends in Mississippi, radio, et cetera, online. And then it goes to podcasts forever. So, Bo, where do you start when you start to go, okay, I'm going to write a book. And I know it's in your mind. But when the actual intellectual property starts beyond your mind, I mean, how do you do it? I mean, where do you start?
Well, for me, it just of course a lot of things. And you mentioned my daughter earlier, but a lot of things happened personally in 2020, and then it seemed like it was that 2020 was just almost like a tsunami of uncovering a lot of things that had. That were just seemed to be okay with people. We became more divisive. We became more bitter. We became more destructive in many ways with each other. The culture wars, and I think, are killing us and are just bad for everybody, and not just one party or the other, but the culture wars are just not healthy for us, and it's, we wouldn't. And so it just struck me that if almost like nobody could run a business on not trying to reach a common good for everybody. I mean, you couldn't be successful in a business if you didn't tell the truth and you weren't transparent and you didn't try to inspire everyone. So it just occurred to me that, and I kept hearing over and over, Steve, we'll get back to normal. What do we then need to do to get back to normal? And I was just thinking that's the wrong narrative. We don't need to get back to normal. We need something better, and we need the people to leave to make this world better than they found it.
I can tell you this: the creative. Okay, so first of all, I think being creative and opening up to that energy, right, that you talk about, you know, and before, but the creative process, when you open your imagination to that, it is, to me, stronger than any alcohol, any drug, any whatever. I can't imagine any bigger high than doing that. So your creative process, did it start with the title of the book? You know, a lot of times you write a song. All my best songs had no title. I wrote myself to the titles. I mean, and that's a lot of times that happens. You obviously had this Better Normal in your mind. Was that sort of the umbrella that created the title? And then, like, I guess technically, and this may bore our listeners, but it may not, because some people may want to take the time to write a book and they haven't because they don't know how, like me. But is there an outline that you start with? I'm asking a couple questions, and I apologize, but, you know, the smartest man on the phone, as everybody knows, on the horn is not me.
Well, nor me.
Yes, it is.
No. Well, no, it's a creative process, and this inspiration concept is. There are several people that have sort of written about inspiration, but about things that are inspiring to them. But the people who've done a lot of research on inspiration has sort of left it up to almost. Hopefully, you can find things that are inspirational to you, like inspiring. Leader of some kind, or something in your world that inspires you. And I started thinking, why don't we take control of inspiration? We know exactly how to inspire people, and so I think I started with the concept of better normal, and then I started thinking, well, how do you get to better normal? What does that? And then I started thinking about. This, as a psychologist, that's part of my training is in psychology, and I've known about this aspect of discretionary energy, and it's energy that we use when we volunteer it. And most workplaces don't invite us to give our best. They invite us to do the job, and they want us just to stick to do our job. But I've came to believe that we need many less supervisors and managers, which is about, well, people really aren't smart enough to think for themselves, and so they have to be supervised or they have to be managed. And we do need some supervision and we do need some management, but we need everybody thinking like a leader and acting like a leader all day long, everybody.
No matter what role you're in, right, in the company or in life.
Exactly, because I'm basically saying leadership is not a magic thing that only a few people have. Everybody's capable of being a leader within their sphere of influence, whether it's as a parent or as a technician or whatever that we want them to think like leaders think, and we want them to know what the biggest strategies are of the company and the organization, so they can know how to contribute to that. And so we need everybody's best thinking. And so to answer your question, I guess it came from. Thinking, well, we don't need to go back to normal. Let's do something better. And we can do better. And I kept hearing from people, we're better than this, and we can do better. And so how did we get there? And then I thought about inspiring. And then, honestly, late in the process, a friend of mine said, we were talking about the book, and he said, would you really... You're really talking about a major overhaul of leadership, like you're reinventing it. And I said, that's it. Yeah, you know, I really am saying the current bureaucratic leadership model and management model
is broken. Yeah.
And we need to fix it and basically change the narrative about leadership.
And you use the word inspire in your subtitle. So I'm understanding sort of the technical aspects, especially when it comes to a title. The word better, not just getting back to the normal. You're a better normal. So I'm totally getting this. Now I'm a little late to the party, but here I come. We are talking to Dr. Bo Thomas. The doctor is in the house. I'm actually doing this show from the couch. I know you guys may not believe this. That's why I sound nasally, because I'm upside down. But this is the case. But I love the idea that you are keen on inspiration. This is who you are. This is where every conversation that I had when I was struggling to make my way through the business, and you always made me feel incredible, like there was no way it wasn't going to happen. And I can promise you this, the good Lord sent you, like some others in my life, to make sure that I didn't go and show up at that crossroad one day and just go, I'm turning around. I fought through it. And I can tell you, you made a big difference with Dr. Bo Thomas. Dr. Bo, visit Mississippi.org, celebrates music like no other. I can tell you that. Can you play DJ for a minute? This is your third time to get to do it. Would you like to hear in the break, let's say Conway Twitty or Charlie Pride? Let's keep it up in that Clarksdale, Sledge, Moon Lake area.
I bet Charlie Pride one time. How about Charlie Pride?
You got it. God rest his soul. The man, yeah. Both their souls. Incredible talents that changed music and changed Mississippi and the world. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar with Dr. Bo Thomas.
Mississippi news doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi news. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm. There's a ton of content from Supertalk Mississippi on our new YouTube channel. Just search Supertalk Mississippi on YouTube or go to supertalk.fm/YouTube. Be sure and subscribe for free to get the latest scoop on what's happening in Mississippi news, politics, sports, and the good things happening here in the state. Accurate information, in-depth analysis, and clear insight, all in one place. The Gallo Radio Show with Paul Gallo. Mornings on Supertalk Mississippi, the Supertalk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Ben Nelson Golf and Outdoor is now offering easy-go units with maintenance-free elite lithium batteries and an unprecedented 8-year warranty with unbeatable energy efficiency. Only at Ben Nelson Golf and Outdoor, exit 114 in Gluckstadt, or online at bennelson.com.
Callaway's Christmas sale starts now. All permanent Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands, 30% off. All Christmas ornaments, picks, and sprays, 20% off. All Christmas lights and nativities, 30% off. Come visit Callaway's beautifully decorated Christmas store, all on sale. Callaway's also has a great selection of fresh Christmas trees, wreaths, garlands, and poinsettias. This is Brent Callaway. Since 1954, Callaway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Gluckstadt, south of Germantown High, Callaway's has a large selection of all your favorite trees, shrubs, and winter color plants. Callaway's outdoor patio furniture is in stock and ready for delivery, all 20 to 50% off. Callaway's has received a large truckload of ceramic pots, all colors, all sizes, all on sale. Landscape designers Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle can design and install your landscape. Callaway's has large rolls of pine straw, and we offer quantity pricing. Callaway's Gluckstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Everything for home and garden, that's what Callaway's
is. Tune in this Saturday morning from 8 till 10 for Weekend Gardening, where Garden Mama Nellie Neal will tackle all your gardening questions. Weekend Gardening, brought to you in part by The Tractor Store, your local Mahindra dealer. The Tractor Store, Highway 49 South in Richland.
Reed's Metals Pole Barns are a great economical solution for recreational equipment and livestock, or to be used as equipment product sheds. They're lightweight and easy to install. Trusses are available in preset sizes or may be custom ordered. Plus, we have many profile options, over 20 colors to select from, and a written 45-year paint warranty. Call Reed's Metals in Brookhaven at 866-604-4949 or stop by 19 East Lincoln Drive, Northeast in Brookhaven. Online, buy direct and save at reedsmetals.com.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick GMC or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
Hey, I'm Andy Jones from Moorhead, Mississippi. I'm proud to be a catfish farmer, and being selected as Mississippi's Catfish Farmer of the Year means a lot to me. I pride myself in raising healthy fish for you to enjoy, and they were raised right here in America. So please make sure you and your family are receiving the best U.S. farm-raised catfish. This message is brought to you by the Catfish Institute. For more information, visit uscatfish.com.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Every day, be sure to catch the college football fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, greatness starts with the 2023 Ford F-150. Winning requires the right game plan, like the impressive towing and payload you will only find in the 2023 Ford F-150 truck. No wonder Ford F-Series are America's best-selling trucks 45 years straight. Visit your local Mississippi Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com for details. And don't miss the college football fix.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
From one Mississippi Minute, gosh, they go so fast. Got a short segment left. Dr. Bo Thomas, my dear friend, family friend, I've been, one of the beautiful things about marrying into the Nabholz family from Arkansas. Is besides my great bride Gwen in her family and sisters and brother, and being a part of that family, is getting to know the Thomases. Can I ask you what you were a great athlete growing up, a really good hooper. We know that. And whether you're going to, you can't play that down. You were really special. So your coaches along the way.
Somehow I started playing basketball probably in the fifth grade, and it was really weird. I had a woman coach, and who I had no idea what her background. I think she was even an English teacher, and I never understood how she got to be the coach of the fifth grade team. But it was just like she just believed in do your best, and just always do your best. That's what I'm going to ask of you. And she wasn't an X and O kind of person, but, you know, just do your best and never give up. So I think that do your best and never give up. And then basically later on I had a coach by the name of Jim Lane, who really was a great encourager and example. But I was involved in something that really had a great impact on my life in terms of never giving up. And this was back in the day when only 16 teams in Tennessee went to the state tournament. It was called the Sweet 16, and in little schools as well as big schools. So, mm-hmm. And I was in this little school of 50 people in my graduating class and 2,500 people in my little hometown, and at any rate, we had gotten through the district tournament, and we'd gotten to the regional tournament, and we were playing a little town, Jamestown, where Alvin C. York lived, and we got to visit with him one time. But at any rate, it was probably one of the worst games of my life. I made the first shot of the game and then missed 14 straight shots after that.
That's a green light. I like it.
it was awful. And And it came down to the end of the game, and the other team was leading by 1 point, James did. And I shot the last shot of the game and missed that and ran off the floor and went and was in the dressing room crying. I mean, that was all I have to be honest. I was just, I was the goat of the game for sure. The bad goat. And all at once, my good friend comes down, who's my teammate, he comes down and said, you were fouled.
You make me feel good.
And they'd already carried, I mean, this little gym had probably 3,000 people packed in, and they'd already carried the other coach off the floor in celebration. And they had to get everybody off the floor, and I had to go. And I had a one-on-one, and so, of course, I wouldn't tell this story if I hadn't ended up making both shots, but it was the most...
So you're telling me you went to the dressing room not knowing that you had been fouled?
Correct.
Oh, wait. So your teammate comes and gets you. Now, he wasn't just saying you were fouled. He was saying, get your tail back out there. You got to go shoot the one-on-one.
Yeah. Right, I was.
So it was on the floor then, so it wasn't on the shot. So you have to make both, and then you're down what? You're down one.
Down one.
Oh, come on! And you sink.
And it's the only it's the only time that I ever remember sort of dropping.
Isn't that wild?
Drop into my knee just briefly, and I said, "Good Lord, help me out here a little bit." And, but I got up, and the first shot just rolled around the rim and finally fell in, and then I made the second. But it was the most unusual thing. But later I thought, golly, I had given up. I was the only person who had run off the floor and gone to the dressing room, and they'd carried the other coach off, and I came back on, and it was just pandemonium.
So
it was a never give up moment in your darkest moment as a 16-year-old kid, that even good things can happen at what you think is the worst moment of your life.
Reinventing leadership, leading to inspire a better normal. Dr. Bo Thomas is coming soon. Check out Real Dream Teams. It's out there everywhere you get your books from. And I can't wait to read Reinventing Leadership, Leading to Inspire a Better Normal. A better normal for you this weekend. The first thing you can do is check out visitmississippi.org, and you can thank me later. I'm Steve Azar. Much love.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
If Alexa's part of your life, you've got one more way to access SuperTalk. SuperTalk Mississippi is now available on Amazon Alexa devices. Once enabled, just say, Alexa, play SuperTalk Mississippi at any time and start listening. It's that easy. Just one more way to stay informed and connected with your state. Learn more at supertalk.fm/Alexa. SuperTalk Mississippi. SuperTalk Mississippi. Now available on Amazon Alexa devices.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.